Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We have a fantastic guest today. He hails from the Hampton Pirates. He led the team in tackles with 101. He was third on the team with 6.5 tackles for loss, and this is where the versatility really shines. He also led the team defensively in interceptions with 3, and he had 44 yards on Rather Turd. Originally started his career at Marshall, ended at Hampton, but bigger and brighter things ahead for today's guest, Raheem Husky. Raheem, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us today. Can you believe your time at the college level is kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level that they call the NFL?
Yes, sir, man. I'm kind of excited, man. It was a good journey. I enjoyed it a whole lot.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, young age, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you always that kid with the whatever sport you played that were just a little bit better of an athlete than everybody else?
You can say that somewhat, but yeah, man, from growing up, yeah, I've been kind of new to the game a little bit, man, learning from others.
Nice. And I'm curious, how do you kind of find yourself? I'm sure you played other positions growing up, but how did you kind of start trending towards the defensive side of the ball and eventually end up at the linebacker spot?
I'm honestly a safety. I played linebacker because my team needed me to. So, you know, I do whatever for the team. But I'm more of a safety, like a hybrid. Come down in the box sometimes, deep, cover two type safety. But, you know, it's whatever the team need me to do.
Nice. And you play that role. I mean, that's kind of an emerging role in the NFL. I don't know. You tell me if you agree. I mean, like, just what you described is, you know, you big-bodied safeties with that linebacker in the box stuffing ability. You know, you think of Mark Barron from the Rams, Buchanan from the Arizona Cardinals. Do you get comparisons to those two guys?
Man, I compare myself to Buchanan a lot because we're about the same size and we can do a lot of the same things.
Nice.
And, like,
nice.
He was
yeah, no,
safety
the
linebacker as well, too.
Yeah, and that's a kind of a new. You even see Landon Collins from the Giants, kind of them utilizing him that same way, just to his physicality and play, you know, playing
yes,
space.
Sir.
So I mean, you arrive at Marshall, you end up at Hampton. What was it like just leaving Marshall and then finding a new school? And how happy were you once you start playing for the Pirates?
Man, I was excited. Man, I got an opportunity to play a lot more time. And then my team kind of counted on me more. And then in Marshall, I was the captain. So at Hampton, they made me a defensive captain. So, man, it was a lot of excitement, man. It was something new for me on the college level to be able to
What's
do that.
What's that like, man? New guy on campus. How was it like? New guy on campus, and they named you captain. How long did it take for them to kind of realize your leadership? And then, you know, what do you think that they saw in you that they said, hey, you know, this is the guy that we want, you know, to lead us and be the captain?
I can say I kind of my love for the game, I can say, and my abilities. I'm kind of quick. I have quick intentions, you know. And on campus, man, it was a lot of love, man. I couldn't believe as many people knew me before I even got there. Like I was surprised. Like I didn't even know a lot of the people. They had already knew me, so I was like, that was love. I love that though.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Raheem Husky, the standout Hampton / safety linebacker here on the C2P, talking a little football and NFL draft. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you always know it's free and available at Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. You just type in his name, Raheem Husky, Hampton, and that will pop up for you, and you can listen to this show in its entirety. You can download it. You can go for a walk, a run. You can get your workout in and listen to it. Or you can check out his draft bio at collegetopro.com that we'll be featuring later. We'll also feature this particular interview, an exclusive, again, with the Hampton standout. I ask all the guys to come on this show, Raheem. I mean, if you're in the scout room right now, these guys are breaking down tape to you. What do you think they're going to love about you? When they put that film on, what are those things, those trademark abilities that they're going to say, man, we got to give this kid a deeper look?
My ability to recognize plays. Like I say, I play off instincts. Like I kind of know what's going on a lot because I love the film room. That's my favorite thing, but and how much I go. Like I'm a go. 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 Every play. in my motor, though.
I love it, isn't it? Definitely. Anything go unnoticed? Sometimes it's the scheme you run defensively. I mean, you know, maybe you would have had more sacks. Maybe you would have had more of this. I mean, is there anything that scouts are going to look at and say, Raheem, we don't see this on film? I mean, maybe you're, what do you think they might not see that you know you can do?
Yeah, my rushing ability. Because at Hampton, we didn't run a lot of blitzes. So, yeah, my rushing ability, I can get to the quarterback. It's just that he had me more of a covering a slide or something like that. Because what coach needed me to do.
Hey, well, if the coach asks, that's what you have to do regardless of what other opportunities are there for you, Raheem. And I'm curious, man, and I love when we get film junkies on the show. Take us through a week. You've been watching film all week. Saturday rolls around. What you see is starting to unfold and becomes fruition. Maybe you make a big play or you advise, help one of your teammates to big play. Share one of those moments with us if you can.
Say it for an example, North Carolina Central had this certain play, as in when they would come in motion, they would run a drag back across, but they would be in 12 personnel. So when they got in 12 personnel, they would run a drag and kind of have a back come out and block the backer so the guy could just run free. And we had it on lock. We recognized it real good once they came out in 12 personnel. And then I thank the film room for that. Because they only ran the play like once or twice a game. Yeah, film, man.
Film is a deteriorator to a lot of things teams can do successfully if you break it down. And that's one of my favorite questions, I ain't going to lie. When we get a guy who really, really kind of likes the fire in the film, I love kind of get that perspective because, you know, you watch the game, you just think you make a play because it's the play that's called, but we don't realize the work that went into you preparing for that particular play and weeks of preparation and, you know, doing what you're doing. And I'm curious, man, I mean, what's this experience like so far? You know, I'm sure, you know, you got phone calls from different people wanting to represent you. Who did you sign with and how did you know that they were the best fit for you?
I kind of got Calvin from a friend guy that I knew in high school. So, you know, his advice is pretty good. He's a good guy. So I felt like I could trust him. So I just rolled with Calvin and we just can go from there. It's something in it for all of us.
Definitely. And does that put a little, I guess, you know, pepping your step, knowing that there's guys out there that recognize what you do and they believe in you enough?
A little bit more motivation, man, because at a point in time when I was playing ball at Hampton, I just felt like, man, I haven't got any calls. I feel like I'm having a pretty good season. Then once the season ended, they started rolling in, man. So, yeah, at first it was kind of stressful, but now it's kind of playing a part, though. It's getting there.
Nice. And there's so much, and I don't know how deep you are into this process yet, but how do you kind of plan on tackling the next upcoming months in terms of getting ready for pro days, combine training, all those types of things? Have you selected a facility? Are you going to stay at school, work out? How do the next few months shake out for you?
I'm probably going to go to Atlanta with a friend guy named Frank Adams. He's a pretty good guy. My father know him. As I say, Calvin know him too. But, yeah, I'm probably going to head down to Atlanta and get it done down there.
Definitely. Nice. And I gotta ask. Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, you're going to get bigger, stronger, faster. And I'm sure you're in tip-top shape now. But once you leave there, it's just amazing how much better athletically you will be. Height-wise, weight-wise, what are you at right now? Because I see so many variables on the internet. I'd love to, you know, when you guys come on the show, I can actually get it from you what your height weight is right now.
I weighed in. I did all that yesterday. Honestly, I'm about 6'1.5", 6'2", about 219, 220.
Oh, that's beautiful. And you move so quick, Raheem. That's the best part about you, man. You just have, you know, you can open those hips. You don't lose a step. Like I said, you could. And you said it. You said it on the thing, and that's what I watch when I see you play. I mean, you just recognize and react so quickly. I mean, I think that's where you make up your advantage on other people where, you know, you don't have to think. It just kind of comes to you naturally. And obviously that's a big thing to have in your back pocket as you go through this process. Once again, Raheem Husky, the Hampton standout, led the team in tackles. He was third in tackles for loss and also led the team in interceptions. I mean, you are the jack of all trades back there. I mean, doing everything what do you love most about playing the defensive position? I mean, if you can make one big play to win a game, how would you want that play to unfold?
Man, fourth and goal, man. Game on the line. Running back, get the ball in the middle, and I stuff it. Game on the line. We up a touchdown. If he scores, we lose. So I'd rather me and him head up in the hole. See who win the battle.
I love it. There you go, man. That's the way to do it, man. Well, hey, we are almost out of time, but we always like to have some fun with you guys before we let you go. You ready to take a shot at some of these questions?
Yeah, I'm cool with it.
All right. Now, here we go. The first one, Coach P, does anybody do a great impersonation of your head coach? And if they do, would they do it in front of him?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, they would. Yes, sir.
Nice. Hey, man, I ask that question sometimes, and the guys are like, no, you'd absolutely not do it. But some guys enjoy it. Now, this question, I think you guys enjoy answering the most. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Jeez, Lauren London.
There, Lauren London. Her name comes up pretty
calm. Like I said, we tally up all the names after each show. Last show before the draft, we named the winner. I'm going to give you some insight. Beyonce wins every year. She's won like 9 times. Rihanna won once. But Beyonce, Rihanna, and Megan Good are usually the top three.
I was just about to say Rihanna, too, though. That's weird. I'm about to say Rihanna.
Yeah. All beautiful, talented ladies. So I think if any of them showed up for lunch, I don't think you'd be disappointed. And then the final question for you, and I think this one gets you to guys. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't be mad if anyone showed up. I would just comment on the other statement.
Oh, yeah. And then how about your cleats, your spikes? If you could have any theme or idea put on those cleats, what kind of idea or theme would you want?
That's a good question. I would want let me think. Something that represents me, as in, I would probably put redemption on them. Basically, redeeming myself.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with.
I love it. I tell you what, that's a fun question to ask. Like I said, you guys usually dig a little deeper on those questions because you really want to represent what's on there. Hey, man, go ahead.
That's a pretty good question right there. That's a good question. Yeah,
excellent,
really,
man. Well, hey. We appreciate you stopping by. Obviously, you got a bigger and better things ahead of your in your future. Again, we appreciate you stopping by to C2P, and we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, man. I appreciate you more, man. I thank everybody for trying to
get. Once again, that is for Raheem Husky, and you got to love this kid. Athletic. Can do what he does on the field. He's so good in space. He's so physical. You talked about being able to play that hybrid Mark Barron, Dwayne Buchanan type role, and that's an up-and-coming evolution of the position that you're starting to see emerge in the NFL. As the game becomes a little bit quicker, teams are passing more, and these guys play fast and fast, and we know speed kills. This kid has a lot. I really, really think this kid's going to get a shot. Even if he's a late-round pick, he's going to get a kid that's in camp. I think it's just going to be hard to shake off the coach's mind when they see this kid put it all together. So if you want more of Raheem Husky, the Hampton standout, you guys know the deal. iTunes, Blog Talk Radio. I'm your show host, Bomar Sean. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.